Of course, we're here at a big seminar. Now, I usually am talking to trial lawyers. Those are the lawyers who think they know stuff. So it's much more challenging to be talking to oil and gas lawyers, and you have these very complicated contracts that you deal with. Like Mark before me, I've tried to expand a little bit, not to just to talk about fee agreements, because I imagine in this crowd, a lot of you are employed either by, exploration companies, corporations, and I'm not sure how many of you are simply in private practice, seriously. In private practice. And so a lot of what I have to say is going to be dealing to this entity or that entity, but you don't have to look at your materials unless you want to. I just want to take you through three topics. And let's see, where is our, is this what it is? Is this forward? Oh, there you go. Three topics. We're going to do a brief review of conflicts of law, and then your attorney fee contracts, and then talk about a little bit about the costs of doing business and end up a little bit on ethics. I know I'm usually a lot about 45. I know we're down to 30, so I'm going to go through this very quickly. A lot of you may have questions about these things, and I'm happy to talk to you afterwards. And, of course, you have all my contact information, and so please do feel free to call me. Let's talk about, first of all, the law of conflicts, because a lot of lawyers now I see more and more because I serve as counsel to various entities and I get called a lot to serve as an expert witness on things. They're not obeying the laws of conflicts of interest. A lot of it, I think, is the economy, where you think you can take on more than you really can and you end up with a conflict that you're not aware of or you should be aware of. So, first of all, the rules are the Texas rules of professional conduct. Those rules, they're in the paper, and of course you can get them at your office. There's Texas case law and the opinions of the Professional Ethics Committee of the State Bar of Texas. Now, where do you find those opinions? They're available online through txethics.org. That's the website, and they're great. They're easy to access.